Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kara Sherman.
Good morning.
Kara, we wanted to catch up with what the events are going to be coming up at the Wilson for Performing Arts Center. I know you have something planned here in January, and I think almost every month. So let's start with the fun one in January.
Yeah, we have some great things coming up. This coming Saturday, we're doing an event called Bible Bingo. And it is a Chicago comedian, Vicki Quaid. She'll be flying in Saturday morning to do her Saturday night show. And Vicki has been in the Omaha area numerous times doing a show called Late Night Catechism. And what it is a total spoof on being a Catholic nun. So she's going to be coming here Saturday night dressed in her Catholic nun garb and doing a little Bible bingo with us and trying to do a little fundraising for the Archdiocese. She will be totally improv, comedy. The audience will actually be playing bingo. She has a box of wacky prizes. And it's just going to be a really fun evening. It says that it'll get the audience talking about everything from Adam and Eve to modern sins. So it will be a really fun evening of lots of laughs.
When I looked at the events calendar on your website and it said Bible Bingo, I thought, now this is different. They're now renting out their space to play bingo.
Yeah,
yes
no,
and
not
no,
quite,
right?
Not quite. But yeah, we will be playing bingo, but only in a comedy sense.
Okay. Well, you know, that lots of people love to play bingo, and it sounds like a really interesting way to get people involved with the whole idea. And if people haven't been to improv, that's a different kind of experience, isn't it?
It really is. And it's just, you know, she will just be playing off the audience, and depending on what kind of response she gets from the audience, you know, who knows? There's really no boundaries, but it's a great way to warm up. It'll be an evening with lots of laughs and just something different and fun. You know, there's we offer so many different shows that are entertaining as far as music and dance. But we haven't really had a comedian before, and this is just straight-out comedy. So we thought, you know, maybe some other people would be interested in coming to visit the Wilson and just have a fun night of laughs to chase away the winter blues.
You bet. It's January. It's time maybe to do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about location, that sort of thing. And then I wanted to have you mention some of the programs that are coming up later in the year. But how do we find the Wilson Performing Arts Center? How do we get tickets? Give us some of that background.
All right. Well, the Wilson Performing Arts Center is right here in Red Oak at the corner of 34 and 48. We have this big, beautiful yellow awning that you can't miss us. Our number is 712-623-3183. That is the box office, and you can call any time and reserve your tickets. You can either have us send them out to you, or you can come pick them up, or you can just reserve them and pick them up the night of the show. We do have plenty of good seats available, so even if it's Saturday afternoon and you realize, you know what, we really do have time to go to the show Saturday night, come on over, because we do have plenty of seats available at this time. The show is at 7:30, and the tickets are $20. Now, what I am going to say is advise you to do is we are also doing a little open house for a new artist that we have out in our art lobby, in our gallery as you enter the building. Her name is Lena Bentley, and she's from Omaha, but she's originally from Oakland. And Lena is a textile artist, and what she's put out in our lobby is a bunch of different variety of hand-woven articles that she's created herself. She's toured all over the country with these pieces. She has scarves and jackets and wall hangings and just some really unique, beautiful art. So come a little early on Saturday night. The open house will be from 6 to 7. And then the show itself, Bible Bingo, is at 7:30.
Okay, will she be there? Will the artist be there?
Yes, the artist will be here talking about her work, and so you can ask her some questions about her things and get a little bit of history about her. She's really a unique woman, just very intelligent, and she's just done a lot of really cool things in her life. So it's fun to just come and visit with her and see what motivated her to do this kind of art and, you know, maybe where she's going with it from here. So again, that's from 6 to 7. There is no charge. You can just stop by, look at her art, maybe go across the street and grab a quick dinner, and then come back over for the 7:30 show.
Just do it all, huh?
Yeah, so, it's a perfect evening entertainment. Well,
and, it's neat. You are supporting local artists, and usually they're performing artists, in this case the visual art, but that's great too. And I know in other ways you also do support performing artists who are local. You include local folks in a lot of different ways. So that's
absolutely. Our next local performance is our community theater production of The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. Now, this is community theater, but it's technically three men who many people in your listening audience will know. Bob Kiefer, who is from Clarinda, Mike Harvey from Carson, and Nathaniel Atkins from Griswold. And these are veterans to our stage. They've done numerous productions throughout all of Southwest Iowa. But these three men are going to be performing all 37 of Shakespeare's plays in 97 minutes. Now, if it sounds like this can't be serious, it's not. There's nothing serious at all about it.
Another little comedy act, but in a different way.
This is a huge comedy show. It's very, very, very funny. It is the weekends of February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and February 8th, 9th, and 10th. So it's those first two weekends in February, Friday and Saturday evenings, and Sunday matinees at 2:30. Their little logo is, if you like Shakespeare, you'll like this show. If you hate Shakespeare, you'll love
like
this show.
Something for everybody, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And it's directed by John Olson from Shenandoah. It's really, really great fun. Now, we have put a little PG-13 disclaimer on it. It's a little bit inappropriate. Uh-huh. Nothing that you probably haven't seen on TV, but we just like everyone to know there's some moments, but it is Shakespeare, so that's to be expected.
By saying who's going to be in this performance, I think another thing that it points out is that this is for Southwest Iowa especially.
Oh, absolutely.
You've really promoted the arts here and given people an opportunity. Let's look ahead, just kind of mention some things that are coming up so people can think about, I need to get that on my calendar.
Exactly. Okay, well, we've covered Bible Bingo, we've covered our artists this weekend, we've covered Shakespeare. Now, on February 16th, we have a woman by the name of Susie Thorne, and she's an Omaha performer. And Susie is coming out here with her orchestra to do a little Valentine's sweetheart kind of performance for her. She'll be singing some songs by Gershwin, Porter, Arlen and Brown, and bringing her own little orchestra. It'll just be a great evening of show tunes and love songs, and she'll probably do some requests from the audience. So that is Susie Thorne on February 16th at 7:30. We also have The Confidentials, which are a great, jazz. I don't even know what to call them. Big band. They play everything. That is March 16th. The Confidentials will be here. Looking into April, we have Billy McGuigan doing his Rock Legends, and he's just he's got a huge name throughout the whole Omaha, southwestern Iowa area. He's a great performer. He's done his Beatles show and his Buddy Holly show here, and on April 19th, he'll be doing his Rock Legends. And then in May, we have returning pianist Joyce Yang, and Joyce Yang is a classical pianist. She's world-renowned. She's been all over, and she's quite young but quite famous, and she will be here on May 9th. And she was here at the original opening of the facility about 4 years ago, and she's doing a return engagement to play on our beautiful Steinway.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that's pretty special about the Wilson Performing Arts Center is your piano.
Absolutely. It was an incredible gift from one of our families, and a beautiful 9-foot Steinway. brand new from the New York Steinway Company, shipped directly here, and it's just a beautiful piano. And
it has its own little room, so it's all taken care of, humidity, heat.
Yes, it has its own special room, so it's very well taken care of. It's almost like a pet. We take care of it very well.
Well, we're visiting with Kara Sherman, who's the executive director for Wilson Performing Arts Center. And you've mentioned your phone number, and we sort of talked about website, but can you give us your website address?
Oh, absolutely. It's www.wilsonartscenter.org.
Okay, because there we can find out about all these performances that you've mentioned. To keep us up to date, people need to check that out and make sure not to miss all these great things coming up.
Yeah, check under our, the professional tab. That will give you all the professional shows. The community theater tab gives you all the community. And then we also have classes. We have strings.
Oh, yeah, we haven't mentioned
dance,
those.
We have voice, piano, percussion. We have guitar class. So there's all sorts of opportunities to, if you don't have time to come see a show but would like to maybe do some Zumba, come on over. We have classes going on.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kara Sherman, for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's the thought. Avoid negative people. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you.